You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
India's first ever Chief of Defence Staff, General Bipin Rawat, his wife, and 11 more personnel of the armed forces have died in a military chopper crash in Tamil Nadu today. Our deepest condolences to their families. An army helicopter carrying CDS Rawat, his wife, and 12 others crashed in Tamil Nadu's Kunnur this afternoon. The Defence Ministry has confirmed that 13 out of 14 personnel involved in the crash have died. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest updates from India and around the world. But before I share more developments in the market, economy and health as of December 8th, let me first share with you the details of the chopper crash in Tamil Nadu. An Indian Army helicopter carrying senior defense officials, including CDS Bipin Rawat, crashed at Kunnur in Tamil Nadu's Nilgiris district. The Indian Air Force said and later confirmed the death of the CDS, his wife and 11 others. The military chopper crashed between Coimbatore and Sulur in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and others condoled the death of the CDS, his wife and the other personnel of armed forces. The PM said General Bipin Rawat was an outstanding soldier, a true patriot and greatly contributed to modernising our armed forces and security apparatus. Rajnath Singh also visited the residence of Rawat and spoke to his daughter. And according to reports, the defense minister is likely to make a statement on the incident in parliament tomorrow. While we await more details about the crash and who will take over as the next CDS, let's take a look at some other top stories of the day. Indian share markets closed nearly 2% higher as all Nifty sectors ended in the green. The market has risen over 3% in the past two sessions, making it the best two-day gain in 9 months. Strong global cues, fading Omicron concerns, and the Reserve Bank of India maintaining status quo pushed both the benchmarks today. Sensex closed over 1,000 points higher at 58,650, whereas the Nifty 50 index surged nearly 300 points to end at 17,469. Among buzzing stocks during the day was Reliance Industries, whose share price jumped as much as 2% after it said that it will partner with Abu Dhabi Chemicals Derivatives Company, RSC, to launch Taz's EDC and PVC, a world-scale chemical production partnership. Meanwhile, Nykaa shares tumbled today after the one-month lock-in period for shares allotted to anchor investors in the public issue ended. The shares of FSN e-commerce ventures declined as much as 5% to 2,028 rupees, but later recouped much of the losses. Nykaa had raised around 2,400 crore rupees by selling over 2 crore shares to 174 anchor investors before the issue opened. Following a stellar response from all classes of investors, the shares listed at double the issue price. The ending of the lock-in period does not mean all anchor investors will sell out, but technically, all shares allotted to anchor investors can come into the system now, increasing the supply of shares available. Some traders short sell just before the lock-in ends, hoping to buy back the shares if it declines due to selling by anchor investors. But if anchor investors do not sell the shares, the stock will rebound quickly. Sustained weakness from the last day onwards of the lock-in could mean some anchor investors have decided to sell. Moving on, another highlight of the day was RBI's monetary policy. For the ninth time in a row, the RBI has kept the benchmark interest rate unchanged at 4% and decided to continue with its accommodative stance in the backdrop of concerns over the new COVID variant, Omicron. Banking stocks extended their initial gains on the back of this development, as it is expected to encourage lending. RBI had last revised its policy repo rate, or the short-term lending rate, on May 22, 2020, in an off-policy cycle to perk up demand by cutting the interest rate to a historic low. RBI also retained the GDP growth forecast at 9.5% for the current fiscal, but cautioned that the economic recovery is not yet strong enough to be self-sustaining. The projection of retail inflation at 5.3% for FY22 was also retained. Governor Shaktikanta Das announced that the RBI will launch a UPI-based payment product for feature phone users and make the process flow for smaller value transactions simpler. On the economic front, International Ratings Agency, Fitch, has revised India's economic growth forecast to 8.4% for FY22. It had earlier forecast a GDP growth of 8.7%. The ratings agency has raised FY23 economic growth projection to 10.3% from its previous forecast of 10%. Fitch says that the increasing share of the population being fully vaccinated has reduced the risk of future disruptive outbreaks and will support consumer confidence. But the risks to recovery remain, especially in the near term, given that less than one-third of the population is fully vaccinated. The newly discovered Omicron variant has also added to the risks. In an update from the auto sector, the total vehicle sales declined 2.7% on a year-on-year basis in November, according to the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association. When compared to November 2019, which is a regular pre-COVID month, overall retails continued to fall by 20%, according to FADA. The two-wheeler retails were down 1%, private vehicles by 19%, and tractors by 9% in November. According to FADA President Vinkesh Gulati, auto retail for November remained in negative zone despite Diwali as well as the marriage season. He said that unwanted rains in southern states further spoiled the party, and unless rural India starts showing signs of strength, overall retails will continue to remain weak. Next up is an important twist to the Zee-Sony merger. The single largest shareholder, Invesco, which is engaged in a legal war with Zee, seems to be taking a positive approach towards the deal. People in the know indicate that Invesco is favorably inclined to the deal provided corporate governance issues are addressed. Therefore, as far as there is no increase of stake as part of the merger process by the promoters of Zee Entertainment in the merged entity above 4%, Invesco is likely to be in favor of the deal. Lastly, in a positive development for young job seekers, banks and non-banking financial companies are expected to hire more than 70,000 freshers in India in the next 3 years. According to an estimate by TeamLease, a portal for entry-level jobs, employment opportunities will shoot up in the banking, financial services and insurance sector as finance services companies expand their footprint. The report adds that this segment will make up for nearly a fourth of entry-level jobs in India, as an increasing number of people in the country are now buying financial products. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you for listening.